next week my brother is in town and I have to go here and play. So that is why. But we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks to Midnight Ravers for covering for us last and for next week. Thank you. And it's 99.5 FM, WBAI New York, and WBAI.org by way of the internet. It is 5 a.m. and time for Back of the Book. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You are tuned to WBAI.
I want my freedom.
New York. 99.5 FM.
You gotta get me my freedom!
Streaming on www.wbai.org. Freedom of Speech Radio.
This is Radio's Uncle Sidney. When I'm out and about, folks comes up to me and says, "You should be ashamed." But when they calms down, they says how much they loves WBAI. That's WBAI New York and WBAI.org. Back in the day, we had commentaries by Malcolm X, Ayn Rand, Abby Hoffman, and William F. Buckley Jr. Imagine them folks in the same room at the same time. Nowadays, we've got Bob Fass, the founder of the feast. Amy Goodman, you know her, we got her. Michio Kaku, the smart his guy in the world. Shows that helps you not to get evicted. Top-of-the-line news and interviews. Insane artists and musicians. All okay, okay. We went nuts for a while back there. But now we're okay. We're like your crackhead cousin that's making good. So we know you're pulling for us. Go, go, run right now to WBAI.org and look around. See where we've gone. You can even subscribe online. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. Stay tuned.
It's probably in the vicinity of 5 a.m., and you're listening to all Rudy Giuliani Doesn't Dodge a Bullet, Radio WBAI New York.
No, I know we're not in Kansas.
Well, good goddamn morning. How the hell are you? This is WBAI New York. The program is Back of the Book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning to you, my dear, and a hearty hello to our dear 19 listeners wherever they may be.
And we're going to talk about various things in this program. You can find out a little bit more by going up to my website at glib.com, glib.com. When you get there, you'll see a blue navigation frame in the left side of your screen. At the top, it will say Latest Back of the Book Program Links. Click on that, and you'll get to the webpage for this morning's radio program. The WBAI website and the archives seem to be working all right as we record this program. This is our 183rd pandemic episode of Back of the Book. It's pre-recorded. This program was recorded on Friday for airing on Saturday morning. If things have happened between then and when you're hearing this program, we won't be referencing them on this program. A recorded program cannot be as up-to-date as a live program, but this is what we have to do in these dangerous times. The top story this week in several different unrelated multiverses is on Twitter, we are holding on to the gigantic total of 123 followers on Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it now. The next regular WBAI local station board meeting will be held on Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 at 7 p.m. That meeting will be held on Zoom, even though Zoom compromises privacy and security. We had a local station board meeting this past Wednesday, July 10th, and some of it was taken up by people wanting to use up and waste a lot of time because they wanted to do various things related to excused absences. Usually the way it works is, okay, a few people aren't here, let's excuse their absences and move on with the meeting. But there's one person who constantly doesn't want to do that, so we have to vote on it. And while we're voting on it, which should take like 2 or 3 minutes, somebody decided they wanted to have a discussion, and they had shown up late for the meeting, and so they wanted the whole meeting to tell them exactly what was going on, who was not there, you know, and so the chair ruled that out of order, but the person kept on screaming and yelling, and the person's fellow faction operatives joined in. It was the usual stuff from the usual people. We eventually went to an executive session, and at least part of the report out from that is the WBAI local station board met an executive discussion to discuss personnel, financial, and legal issues of a confidential nature, and we passed a motion related to what was in the agenda. And that's basically it. And, oh, God, some of these meetings can be just, you know, crazy-making. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has their CDC website, and it seems to be saying that the death toll in America for the past week was 147, which is a jump from last week's total of about 80 or so. Pickles of the North and I are not wearing our masks as much at this point, and we are thinking about waiting for the new booster vaccinations to come out in the fall to get one.
Yes, and there's a reason to wait if you choose to be vaccinated, because the CDC recommends getting vaccinated every 6 months, and don't want to wait till January to get the new vax, so better to get it in the fall. The numbers are going up, but they're nothing like the numbers were even last year at this time. I believe the recommendation now, at least from the health department in New York City, is if you're vulnerable and you're going into a place like a hospital, a clinic, a crowded subway car, wear a mask. Otherwise, the numbers in New York City also are going up, but not that much. I believe during the past 7 days there was one death from COVID. In New York City. You can follow this stuff on the city's website, nyc.gov, and they have a whole thing that will show you statistics mostly from the wastewater now, because that's the most accurate way of finding out what exactly is going on with people's health.
Most reliable, too, because you can't fake that. And, of course, here we are. It's still early summer, which is a lovely time of the year to me, to a lot of other people. It's a stinky time of the year because it's too hot and humid. In any event, one of the things we've found that was good this past week was that the chimney swifts and red-toiled hawks are still around. We had been concerned that there had been some construction going on in our neighborhood, and that they had driven the birds away, because especially the red-tailed hawks, you know, they're big birds. They need to go out and grab other critters to eat, and, you know, they can tend to not be around too much. In fact, before the pandemic happened, we rarely saw red-tailed hawks. During the pandemic, when everything got shut down and the area got quiet, all of a sudden, red-tailed hawks started showing up, and now we have them on a regular basis, and so we're glad to see there appears to be a young male. You can tell it's a young male because it screeches. The adults do not screech because, you know, it messes up your ability to sneak up on your prey if you start screeching when you're 300 feet away. In any event, so they're still there. Chimney swifts, which are little birds that eat flying insects, which is a good thing, they're still around. We had thought they had, you know, maybe gotten blasted out of existence in the neighborhood, but they're still around. So this is good stuff. Some of the summer stuff going on here, I think everybody can say, is pretty damn good. At this point, I should say that this is WBAI New York. The program is back of the book. She is radio's Pickles of the North, and I'm R. Paul Martin. So, there's a news story breaking here that is Rudy Giuliani's case to get bankruptcy protection has been thrown out of court because the judge in the case said that Giuliani was not forthcoming about his finances. Yeah, if you're gonna try and, you know, file for bankruptcy, you kind of gotta tell him about your finances a bit. Federal bankruptcy judge Sean Lane wrote in his decision to throw out Giuliani's bid for bankruptcy, quote, "The lack of financial transparency is particularly troubling given concerns that Mr. Giuliani has engaged in self-dealing and that he has potential conflicts of interest that would hamper the administration of his bankruptcy case," unquote. Yeah, Giuliani is just trying to avoid being held accountable for his various crimes related to helping Donnie Bonespur Trump's attempt to negate the results of the 2020 election. I'm very glad he's not being allowed to slither away from the wrongs he's done and the damage he's done to people's lives. The judge continued, quote, "In fact, Mr. Giuliani's counsel conceded that there are, quote, not yet, unquote, records regarding how money flows between Mr. Giuliani and his wholly owned corporate entities," unquote. Yeah, I bet. The ruling also said, quote, "Mr. Giuliani's counsel also stated that Mr. Giuliani has not been able to retain any bookkeeper or accountant to work on his behalf. In the court's experience, such a fact is highly unusual and troubling, given that the bankruptcy case has been pending for more than 6 months," unquote. Jesus, this is pretty bad. He can't get, part of the reason is he doesn't pay his bills. And so bookkeepers and accountants, they know how it works when people can't pay their bills. They know that the people they're not going to pay bills to will include bookkeepers and accountants. So you go to them and you say, "Oh, I want you to be my bookkeeper or accountant." And they're going to say, they're going to look at things preliminarily, especially when you have Giuliani's reputation. Initially, they'll say, let's look at that. And they'll see, this guy's just a deadbeat. He'll deadbeat me too. However, I don't think they had to look very deeply in this case, because the fact that Rudy Giuliani is a deadbeat is very well known. So, you know, the first phone call, "Hello, Rudy Giuliani would like you to give you the honor of being his bookkeeper or accountant in this bankruptcy case." I think they get an immediate, "No, thank you," and hang up. So I don't think the conversation goes terribly far when they're doing that sort of thing. And as a judge said, you know, the case has been pending since December, so you can't get anybody? Well, then you can't file for bankruptcy. So the case is dismissed. Giuliani is getting sued all over the place, literally. There are a number of lawsuits pending against him, but he's also been found guilty of, you know, already found guilty, case closed, of slandering two Georgia election workers, Ruby Friedman and Wandrea Shea Moss. He accused them of ballot fraud, drug use, and other crimes. There were the infamous videos of them, and Giuliani was saying publicly and all over the place, here they are bringing in ballots from the outside. It's fake ballots. They're adding those ballots, and just saying that they were cheating, that they were outright doing crimes right there. And then he says, "Oh, and look at this. They're passing, I think it was like some drug back and forth, maybe cocaine or whatever, something like that, back and forth, and they're using that." They were taking mints, you know, and it's a mother and daughter here, by the way. And so, you know, one of them gives the other one a mint. Ooh. So, Jesus Christ, this is crazy. And so he accused them very, very publicly of committing these crimes, held press conferences doing this. And man, oh man, that was, yeah, he did it. He could not deny it since he had gone on TV to do it and had brought the videos, which just show them moving stuff around and, you know, having mints. And he's saying, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and they're doing the other thing. And so there is no doubt what he did, what he said. It's all recorded on video. And as a result of that trial, he was ordered to pay $148 million for making the lives of these two women hell and for exposing them to death threats and other nasty actions from the MAGA nuts to whom Giuliani was playing. He was playing all of this stuff to the January 6th insurrectionist types and saying, oh, yeah, we got to go do this. And, you know, he was puffing that up, too. So he got, you know, found guilty and ordered to pay $148 million. And of course, Trump has left Giuliani twisting in the wind. Giuliani cannot afford to pay his own lawyers. This came out months and months ago. And so he can't pay his own lawyers, and he's unable to retain more lawyers because the lawyers are like the accountants and bookkeepers. They say, this guy's a deadbeat. I don't want to do work for him for free. And so that's it. Can't pay him. They ain't doing the job. No thanks, Rudy. We'll pass on the great fame we'll get for doing you a big favor and losing money. Yeah, so this is really interesting with again, how Trump treats the people he demands loyalty from. He's always disloyal to them, and Giuliani is becoming yet another example of that, and Giuliani never turned on him. Giuliani is still sucking up to him. Giuliani probably hopes that at some point, you know, Trump will drop some money on him or something, or maybe find him a place to live and feed him or something. I don't know. Maybe he'll become a ward of Trump or something. Maybe that's his goal. But anyway, he's unable to get counsel, and he's having a lot of problems, and it's fallen apart this time too. I don't know how he has counsel for this bankruptcy proceeding. And oh boy, you know, it's good that this high profile Trump aligned thug is at least getting financially hit. What he subjected those two women to was horrendous, and he used all of the powers that Trump gave him to do damage to these two women, and he had to have known that his charges were just bogus. I mean, the guy was a federal prosecutor. He knows how to prosecute crimes. He knows how to go over evidence and what evidence is like and how to examine evidence and find out if it's real or something somebody made up. He knows how to do that. So it's not like an ordinary person went and made these slanders because they didn't know how to examine evidence. This guy was the attorney. He was the federal attorney for the New York area. And, oh, you know, so it's not, he knew what he was doing. He knew he was doing a bad thing. He knew he didn't have the evidence, but he was loyal to Trump, probably figured that his great brilliancy would allow Trump to remain as president, and he would be very well rewarded by Trump. Of course, the way Trump rewards people sometimes is he just allows them to do crooked things and then says, don't worry, after they nail you, I'll pardon you and it'll be just fine and you'll keep all the money. And so Giuliani was getting all fixed up with that, and he decided that he was really going to go with Trump. And, oh, man, when the January 6th committee in Congress brought up the part where these two women were involved, I was appalled. We talked about it on this program. It was appalling what was done to these two women. And it was, oh, wow. And, yeah, so, Jesus Christ, this is criminal. I mean, I think he should have been brought up on a criminal charge for doing that. Instead, he ends up, having to pay a fine of $148 million. I don't think he has it. He has a $6 million condo on the Upper East Side that he owns, and he wants to sell that. Yeah, he'd like to sell that and pocket the money. I think he's not going to get to do that. I think it may be seized by the lawyers for the two women he slandered. However this works legally, I don't think Giuliani's going to get money out of that condo sale. And I'm glad to hear it. And so, yeah, he's really doing slimy things. Meanwhile, Giuliani is going to get prosecuted in Georgia on racketeering charges. And in that case, Donnie Bonespur Trump and 17 other MAGA operatives will also face trial for allegedly trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election by messing with the process related to Georgia's Electoral College votes. That one is a criminal trial. So I hope that both Trump and Giuliani get nailed there, and that is a state case. And so even if Trump were to get elected, he wouldn't be able to make that case go away. He also couldn't just pardon Giuliani and the others. So this would be quite interesting, and I really hope that does go forward and that they do find Trump, Giuliani, and the other MAGAites very guilty, and they should all go to prison. That'd be good. Watching Giuliani and Trump go to prison, that'd be wonderful stuff. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
A belated merry birthday to Uncle Sydney and Rat Girl of the West. Oh, the world is a better place with you guys in it. And we hope you had wonderful birthdays. And what else, Arpal?
Well, as usual, we will play them their birthday music. so we're sort of updating something we talked about last time about people not being quite lost in space, but kind of stuck in space. Yeah, so Butch Gilmore and Suni Williams are still stuck on the International Space Station, although NASA and Boeing officially are saying that they are not stuck up there. They, of course, went up on a Boeing Starliner spacecraft on June 5th, and they were supposed to come back on June 22nd. The spacecraft is docked to the International Space Station, and it's still leaking helium and having other technical problems. And the two astronauts, Williams and Gilmore, will remain on the International Space Station while Boeing and NASA engineers try to figure out how to fix the series of problems on the Boeing Starliner spacecraft. This is the first Starliner mission with a crew on it, and it's certainly historic. It's kind of comical right now. We hope it stays comical. And, yeah, you know, the first time they put a crew in it, they're stuck in space. I hope that they get down safely, of course, but Boeing is certainly having problems with their products these days.
Yes, the astronauts will be summering on the space station.
Yeah. Oh. They're probably not going to get back until August now.
Yeah, they're summering on the space station.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, they were up there for the they were officially up there for the summer solstice, and now sometime in August they hope to be back. God, I hope it's not a thing of where they end up having to have some Russian rocket go up there and ferry them down, and then they have to crash the Starliner into the atmosphere and destroy it. Boy, that would be bad. But that's not impossible that that could be what happens. Anyway, yes, doing space stuff is very hard, and we wish them luck. And it is a little bit comical that this is going on, especially with Boeing. At least their panels on the spacecraft didn't blow out. So there's a right-wing creep who's no longer creeping these days, a guy named Jim Inhofe. He was in the Senate. He was a senator. He stood there for quite a while. He died at the age of 89 this past week. And he was mostly remembered for his fight against climate science. He wasn't just a denier. He was, like, crazy about some of this stuff. And in 1994... when he was first elected to the Senate, he ran on what's referred to as, quote, God, guns, and gays, unquote. And he was in favor of the first two things, and he was an anti-gay bigot. So, Jesus Christ. I mean, in Oklahoma, he felt the need to attack gay people in 1994. What a creep. He became infamous in February 2015 for throwing a snowball on the Senate floor. It was snowing out. It was February. And he went out, got onto the Capitol steps, got some snow, made a snowball, and made a speech holding it, and then threw it in the Senate. And, it's February and it's snowing. That doesn't mean global warming wasn't happening, you complete fool. And so, that's what he did in February 2015. And he was one of the Republican Party's most vocal critics of environmental regulation. And, not coincidentally, he was chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. And that gave him a lot of clout in that area. After he left the Senate, his staffers, who had been with him through all of that, went on to become big, important parts of Trump's Environmental Protection Agency. Yes, the President of the United States appoints people to the Environmental Protection Agency, and Trump appointed this Inhofe creep's staffers to it. God, all of these people saying, no, it's not happening. Are they still saying that in Texas as they're getting blown away? How about in Florida, which is God, it's going to be completely, it's going to go back to being underwater sometime later this century, I think. And they're still saying, no, there's nothing happening here. And of course, out west, the temperatures out there, one place, I think, was it Vegas? I think it was Vegas. They had 5 days in a row over 115 degrees Fahrenheit, which sets a record for them. Now, it's, of course, the desert. It does get hot, and it wasn't the first time they ever hit 115, but it was the first time they hit 115 5 days in a row. And when you look at the weather reports, you can see that out west, it is tremendous. They're getting crushed out there. And, of course, in Texas, they got hit with Hurricane Beryl very early in the hurricane season, and very powerful for something that early in the hurricane season. And a lot of its power came from the fact that it came from the Atlantic Ocean, then went into the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of Mexico is in large parts shallower than the Atlantic Ocean, so the water heats up more readily. I mean, again, this is all about energy in the air and water. And so the water heats up. It has more energy. And when the tropical storm became a hurricane and it started going into the Gulf, it was able to pick up more energy from the water vapor coming off the Gulf of Mexico. And it went in and it went across several places, including the Yucatan Peninsula, and then it curved up and hit Texas. Now, it didn't hit Texas as the strongest hurricane it could have been. I think Jamaica got most of that. And it went in there, and it messed them up badly. And in Texas, they're without power. In fact, we had a National Finance Committee meeting postponed, and also a national board meeting of Pacifica postponed this past week because the people in KPFT, our sister station in Houston, Texas, they didn't have power. They couldn't make phone calls. Everything was shut down. Also, of course, it's very, very hot there. It's extremely hot, and they have no air conditioning. Of course, right now we have no air conditioning. We have a fan in the background, which we're hoping you cannot hear, and we are sweating all over the place right here, but at least it's not 100 degrees right here, or we'd have a very melted radio's pickles of the north. In any event, so this stuff is happening in Texas. A lot of what's going on can be blamed on these people who are saying for, decades, no, there's no global warming and it doesn't work that way and you don't have to worry about these kinds of things. And, you know, there was 200 years or so of the Industrial Revolution, and that's what really pumped the heat into the air and pumped the greenhouse gases into the air. And so, yeah, that was largely to blame, but we knew about this in the 60s. I was reading about it in the 60s and read about it even more in the 70s. And by the 70s, people were saying, hey, you know, this is a problem because we're looking at these things. And if the temperature gets a bit higher like this, you know, something will happen. And they were outlining what would happen. And they were projecting this was going to happen like the middle of the 21st century or a bit later than the middle of the 21st century. Well, most of the things they predicted would happen have already happened now, and we're in the middle of it. So this is going on, and we have terrible stuff. This guy, Jim Inhofe, the former senator who just died, in 2012, he wrote a book titled The Greatest Hoax, How Global Warming Conspiracy Threatens Your Future. Yeah, okay. And it earned him an award. Yes, he got the 2012 Rubber Dodo Award for General Scientific Obtuseness. And this award was given by a group called the Center for Biological Diversity. Inhofe's anti-science positions came from his belief that God, controls the climate. And so burning fossil fuels could not alter that. Oh, man, the confluence of religious stupidity and ignorance and political nastiness comes together here. He thinks his God, of course it's his God, we can guess which God that is, and he thinks his God controls all of this stuff. So, yeah, it doesn't matter how much fossil fuels you burn. Doesn't none of this stuff matters. Dog spelled backwards controls it all. So I guess dog spelled backwards is really PO'd at people in the Western United States and really wants to slam it to Texas. And is that what he thinks? You know, because what? Texas is not right wing enough? Oh, well, this idiot is dead, but he's certainly done his damage. And people like this just are messing up the entire human race, in my opinion. And right about now, I think it's time for us to do a station break. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, broadcasting from a transmitter and antenna atop 4 Times Square, going through a new studio somewhere in downtown Brooklyn and originating in our living room somewhere else in Brooklyn. The program is back of the book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North, and you can find out more by going up to my website at glib.com, glib.com. You can also go to the official website of this radio station at wbai.org. And, of course, a big crisis that's going on right now is that President Biden is being pushed to drop out of the race for president. I think he needs to not drop out. He needs to stay in the race and defeat Trump because, you know, again, as we said last time, if he did that, if he drops out, it'll give the MAGA creeps a lot of momentum. And again, who would the Democrats get to run? Now, they're talking about Kamala Harris. Then you have to do the stuff of, okay, are people going to subtly elect a black woman president? I'm fine with that. If she were a candidate, I would vote for her, of course. But you've got a lot of backward people in America who vote. And some of them are going to balk at her running for racial reasons and for gender reasons. And we saw how Trump behaved against Hillary Rodham Clinton when she was running for president. So he would do the same thing with Kamala Harris. And, you know, they would then bring up racial and gender issues against her. And it would be tremendous. And, you know, just bad stuff. I mean, it isn't as if there's logic with the MAGA supporters, Trump's supporters. If you went by logic, you would look and say, oh, look, he lied about all these different things. He's making stuff up. He has done very bad things in the past. You can make a long list of them. In fact, part of what happened with Biden was he started mentally trying to stack up the list of things that Trump had lied about and done wrong, and it just overwhelmed him. He got distracted, and he said, and he didn't do well. He was not adequately performative in these days when people watch reality TV, so-called reality TV, and then they go on and think that everything has to go that way. This is a race for the office of President of the United States, not the Gong Show, for Christ's sakes. And yes, for some people who might be younger and may not know what the Gong Show was, it was completely crazy. People would come in and perform, and it wasn't really a contest. It was just, how wacky can we be on TV? And they would throw pies sometimes. It was crazy. And they would have somebody go up there, and they would select some acts to come up and audition before the panelists. And they knew that these people were terrible. And what happened was you would have somebody would go up there, and they would do their performance. And one of the panelists hit the gong, that was it. The person was out. You stop, you're over. It's sort of like the old Ted Mack Amateur Hour, which is a radio program, which very few of you have ever seen. I never listened to that. It's before my time even. So, but anyway, that's when it had its origins. So anyway, this is not the Gong Show. This is the race for president, the leader of the United States of America and the world. And we had Joe Biden standing up there, being with NATO, showing how much he knows. Yeah, he flubbed things. I know exactly what he did. He had, when he was talking about Ukraine, he had Putin on his mind, and so that got slipped in. That happens when you have an aging brain. I have that. And also, when he was talking about Kamala Harris, he mentioned Trump, because Trump was also in his mind as the opponent. And sometimes one word gets switched in for another word when you're old, and that can just happen.
And Trump does this constantly.
Yeah.
For years he's been doing this, as well as lying and lying and lying.
But he goes on, and because of his lies and the monumental number of lies he tells, and the fact that he's been doing it for so long and he's practiced at it, he just blurts the stuff out. Yeah, you substitute one thing for the other. And as Pickles says, Trump does that a lot himself. But he's telling so many lies and he's so bold about it, and he doesn't even correct himself most of the time, that he makes it so that you don't notice it. He's doing so many bad things, you don't notice some of the bad things. Biden says, he catches himself and says, oh, geez, you know, and realizes it. And so he points it out to everybody. That's just him being honest, and that's better than Trump. On the last program, I talked about Will Rogers' statement, I'm not a member of any organized political party, I'm a Democrat. And yes, it's still going on. You know, there are various people now in Congress saying, oh, he has to, and actors saying, Biden has to step down, he can't keep running. Well, Biden says that if people want him out as the candidate, that they should run against him at the convention. That's how you do it. You want him out, set up something at the convention, and see what happens. So it'll be tumultuous. It'll be a fight like the old days at these conventions, and we'll see who comes out on top. All right? Otherwise, stop needling the guy. Jesus Christ. You know, and this is all about distractions that happen in old age. Some people are easily distracted, some are not. I used to be very good at not being distracted. You know, this is from like grammar school, when kids, you're trying to do something, the kids distract you. High school, oh God. And I was very good at, you know, I could focus. I'm going, zoop, okay, I'm doing this. Yes, they're yelling, they're saying stuff. I can still, you know, write this down or do this thing or, you know, fix this piece of machinery, and I could do all of that, not a problem. Well, that was then, this is now. Now I can be distracted. In fact, the way we record these radio programs is we have little 10-second breaks every time I screw up, because I screw up. Things just, I say the wrong word. I had to do three takes to say the word science before. How many 10-second breaks do we have at this time in this particular program?
25.
There you go. So I get distracted and I flub something. And, you know, luckily we're recording it. So we just go in and we cut out the part where I say blah, 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 instead of something else. And then we just cut that out along with that 10 seconds. And that's it.
And the president is not flubbing his job.
Yes, that's the big important thing.
Trump didn't even do the job, you know, except for letting his cronies say, here, sign this because you should do this. He'd do that. The rest of the time he was sitting on his fat ass, you know, texting. So, God.
Yeah, so I don't think Biden should quit the race. I think he should hang in there. And if those Democrats are serious about wanting him to not be the nominee, let him bring it up at the convention. The convention is, what, in August? Bring that up in August and deal with it then. Otherwise, get behind your candidate, you fools.
At this point, I should say that this is WBAI New York. The program is Back of the Book. He is R. Paul Martin, and I am Radio's Pickles of the North.
In addition to all this stuff about Biden and all of that, people need to look at this Plan 2025 thing from the right wing and this other thing called Agenda 47. Plan 2025 is from old Trump cronies and other right-wing nutcases. And Agenda 47 is actually Trump's plan that he's put out for people to see. But the Agenda 47 thing, that's to fool stupid people into thinking that Trump doesn't want to really do Plan 2025. So, yeah, Agenda 47 is Trump's official plan for getting elected and doing bad things. But it's actually watered down because if he said all the 2025 stuff these other right-wing idiots want him to say, people just wouldn't vote for him, or fewer people would vote for him. God, how can people, you know, even imagine not – how can people even imagine voting for Trump when he is doing all of this and he puts out these things that will just destroy America and democracy probably? Oh, here it comes now. You know it's the BAI pitching train. Let's give a further listen. Oh, it's the pitching hobos on the BAI pitching train. And I guess that means we are the pitching hobos of WBAI on the BAI pitching train. Yes, this is listener-sponsored, non-commercial radio, WBAI New York. And what happens here is we are trying to raise money to keep the station going. Yes, our plaintive playing of the harmonica right there. We just thought we'd throw that in for added entertainment value. All right, we need you to help us out. BAI, you know, before I mentioned Rudy Giuliani can't pay his bills and so people aren't giving him services. Well, BAI's had the same thing happen. We had a call center where you could call them up on a phone and pledge, but we didn't pay them. And so they said, look, we can't just, you know, keep servicing you and not getting paid. So they dropped us. So you can't call the phone number at all anymore. What we have now is you got to go to WBAI.org. When you go to WBAI.org, you will find below the upcoming programs, and you will also notice the front page of BAI now has a large amount of it taken up by what amounts to an advertisement, and that particular advertisement. I hope we're getting paid for that. I think we are. And the upcoming programs are pushed down the page. Below those, you will find a black dove on a green background. And on that particular green background, it will say, BAI Buddy, become a sustaining member. So you go up to BAI, WBAI.org, and you look for the dove and the green background with BAI Buddy, become a sustaining member on it. Click on that, and you'll be brought to another web page where you can become a BAI Buddy. When you get there to become a BAI Buddy, I think you can also make a one-time donation. You must please remember to click on what it says, select your favorite show, and then choose Back of the Book from the drop-down list. It doesn't have to be the favorite show. They're asking people to, you know, change the language because some people are complaining, well, I can't do that. It's not my favorite show, but I want to donate to that particular show. I don't know if that's happening to this show. I don't know. But anyway, people are having issues with it. And so we are hoping that you will be able to help WBAI and Back of the Book and make some kind of a donation. It would be good if you could become a BAI buddy. A BAI buddy is the name we have for our sustaining membership. And what that means is you would be donating to WBAI on a monthly basis. What you do is you go to WBAI.org and go to become a BAI buddy, click on all that, and you choose how much you would like to donate on a monthly basis. It could be $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month, more if you could afford it. And so you click on that and you say how much you want to donate. And then, of course, you click favorite show and make it back of the book. And that will help us out a great deal. That will be you donating. And then you will get billed every month that amount. So it would be like if you want to do $10 a month to BAI, you can do that. Go to WBAI.org, click on the thing that says BAI buddy, become a sustaining member. Look for the black dove on the green background for that. And you click on that and donate. Become a BAI buddy. You give them credit card or debit card numbers, and they will do all of that. So, and if you do, we will thank you. And we want to thank, I'm looking here. I just had people's names up here, and I'm not finding. Okay. We'd like to thank David and Seth, Bettina, Tony, Joanna, and Ming. Joanna and Ming are two new, relatively new, donors who pledged in the back of the book. Now, Ming took a different route. He's sending a check. And he's sending us a check, and you can do that too. You write to address the envelope to Back of the Book, care of WBAI, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. And you put your check in there. Make the check out to Pacifica/WBAI. That way we don't get into problems. We lost a $5,000 donation a couple of years ago because somebody wrote it out to BAI and the bank wouldn't take the check. You got to put Pacifica/WBAI in there. Don't worry, we're not expecting any of you to donate $5,000. In any event, please go up to WBAI.org and donate right there. That would help us out a great deal. And if you would donate, it will keep us going. It will keep the radio station going. We are in actual desperate situations here. WBAI, as I said, has not paid a lot of its bills. Current WBAI management is in negotiation with the folks at Four Times Square, where our transmitter and antenna are. It's not our antenna. We share the antenna. It's our transmitter, except it isn't fully paid off yet. Oh, God, you see where this is going? And we really desperately need you to help us out. So, and I almost gave the phone number, which we can't do anymore. Go to WBAI.org and go to the black dove on the green background where it says become a BAI buddy. Click on that, and at the webpage it brings you to, click on the amount of money and choose Back of the Book as your favorite program. And we were hoping that you will do this and thereby allow us to continue. We want WBAI to survive no matter what the hell happens here. WBAI.org is what we're really asking you to go to. Go to that. On the other hand, again, you can write a check and you put the check in the envelope. The envelope should be addressed to Back of the Book, care of WBAI, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. And so keep giving them that, and you'll help us out. It will really work. You know, we do all sorts of things. We had two science things we wanted to do, but then Giuliani and Inhofe and, you know, the Trump stuff and Biden. We used to not do as much of the political stuff as we're doing these days, but we can't not do it since Trump showed up. You know, these tremendous, horrendous things are happening. We can't just do a lot of science stuff and ignore that. I mean, some things in the past we've mostly ignored. We'd make a remark or two about idiots like Ronald Reagan or any of, or the Bushes or any of them. We didn't usually dwell that much on them. But with Trump and the right-wing ascendancy we're seeing in America right now, this civil war that is probably starting, we can't just not say anything about that. I don't know. Anyway, so I hope you will support what we're doing. I hope you will support WBAI, and we will thank you if you do that. And please join the folks who have already supported this radio program and this radio station by going up to WBAI.org and becoming a BAI buddy. Thank you if you do that. That has been it for Back of the Book for this week. We're scheduled to be back here next week. Coming up next right now is...
Everything Old is New Again, again with Mr. David Kenny.
David Kenny, David Kenny. And it's hot. We're going to get another heat wave, I think. Try to survive it for those of you who have problems with it. Those of you who are fine with it, that's great. You're having a good time. I'm not having that bad a time with it myself, even though as I age, everything falls apart. So we should be back here next week. Enjoy the hot weather if you can. Enjoy all that sunlight. Sunlight is good. We like that. And above all, remember what that hoping the right-wing creeps don't get their way Dormouse said.
Winding your way down on Baker Street, lighting your head and
WBAI listeners and supporters, if you appreciate interacting with members of the WBAI local station board, then tune in Tuesday, July 16th from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the fifth report of 2024 from the WBAI local station board.
This time you'll hear from various members of the local station board. They'll talk about their responsibilities, recent developments throughout the network, and ask you for your ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI.
So mark that date on your calendar, Tuesday, July 16th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., for the fifth report of 2024 from the WBAI local station board.
Only on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, streaming live at WBAI.org.
To strengthen your favorite station, donate online at givetowbai.org. That's givetowbai.org. Or send your check or money order made out to WBAI-Pacifica to WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York 11217. That's WBAI-Pacifica. Send to WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York 11217.
Funny, this radio hasn't been working very well the past 2 days.
Peter, where do you live?
I'm glad you asked me.
It's a secret place. Please tell me.
All right, I tell you.
All mixed up with Peter Beauchamp.
When?
Saturday afternoon here on WBAI.
That should be time for our favorite program.
Yes, just about time.
What would you do if I went off the air?
We kill ourselves!
Thanks to you.
Thank you.
Thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.